Republican Representative Greg Hughes of Draper says all Utahns have a stake in making sure that children get a good start at school, even before they're in kindergarten. His bill calls for investors to foot the bill for expanding early education programs like those that have shown success in the Park City and Granite school districts. Hughes says the $5 million program will provide opportunities for disadvantaged children.
This is a very unique to Utah solution. We constantly, because of the finite dollars we have in public education, are constantly looking for innovation and efficiencies and smart practices.
Critics say kids do better when their parents supervise their preschool learning. Republican Daniel McKay is an attorney and a real estate manager who represents Riverton. He questioned the value of creating another government program like the ones that supported his family.
We grew up on food stamps and welfare and took advantage of every social program we could to create the man you see standing here. But I am also reticent of the crutches that we create, that we don't create too many. Is this too many? I don't know. Let's give it one more year to mature.
Last year, a similar bill failed. Bill Krim of United Way Salt Lake says this year lawmakers better grasp the long-term costs of ignoring pre-kindergarten education.
House Bill 96 is an approach to providing high-quality preschool in a variety of ways with a focus on results and in a way that's super taxpayer-friendly.
The bill now heads to the Senate, where a different preschool program is also under consideration. Judy Fays, KUER News.